Hi, my name is Shauna from Numi.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm interviewing Shawani, who's based out of India. Thank you for joining me today, Shawani.
Hi, Shauna. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you. Can you start by describing your ideal client for us?
I typically work with people, you know, who feel stressed out and a bit out of control because there's so much happening in their lives and they want to try and get a better control of what they're doing, where they're going, their direction. And so specifically, you know, those who want to achieve, let's say, work-life balance or manage the stress element in their life better. People who want to feel more empowered and want to take control of their, you know, direction in which their life is going. I feel that we react too much and, you know, to the external environment and sometimes forget to think and look inside ourselves and see what we really want to. And, you know, which is why, you know, my coaching is basically targeted towards taking the remote control back. So, you know, doing things that you want to do, discovering them first and then setting them as goals and achieving them in the future.
That's perfect. Thank you. And how do you help your clients achieve their goals? Do you like to use a certain process to help them succeed?
So I believe that the best solution to our problems actually lies within us because each and every human being is unique and each and every human being's situation, internal and external, is also very, very, you know, different from the other. And our challenges, you know, lie outside and they lie inside. So there are certain things which we are unable to do because we are holding ourselves back. And then there are other things that, you know, sometimes the external world seems too daunting and we don't know how to proceed. So my coaching process is actually, you know, it's a holistic approach where I combine the practicality on one hand to find solutions which are specifically, you know, obstacles in the external world and how to get over them. And also, you know, it looks at, on the other side, at the internal blockages, the blind spots that we may have, the things that we are doing to hold ourselves back. And in terms of, you know, the specific process, you know, I typically have an introductory session with my clients to kind of, you know, understand them, get an understanding of their background and what they are seeking to achieve. And post that, I use certain, you know, insightful questions and assessments and tools that help them get there. So we don't really sit with ourselves enough and think about how I can go about achieving my goals in a structured or a, you know, a certain manner. And that path is what I help the client discover.
Fantastic. So I'm wondering if you can share some of the feedback that you've received from past clients.
Yeah, typically, you know, people who've, you know, coached with me earlier, they say they feel that I'm not non-judgmental and somehow they feel comfortable in sharing what they have in their mind without feeling awkward because, you know, I'm fairly open and don't have any, you know, this is good or this is bad kind of a feeling. And the other thing I've been told by some people is that I can kind of understand what's going on in their mind or, you know, have an insight into what might be the blockage or the hurdle in their own mind without them actually sometimes having to put it in words. And, you know, then, you know, it's when they actually put it in words, they feel like, ah, it was so simple. So that, and yes, I think I do have a knack of holding my clients accountable for the part that they have to play in the coaching process.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. So I'm curious, what is your background and how did you get into coaching?
It's a fairly long story and I'll try and keep it short. I've always had an interest in human behavior and psychology and how people work and think. But in terms of my formal education, you know, I ended up doing market research and going into the area of consumer insights. So in a way related, but not really coaching per se. And then about, you know, after 12 years of working in, you know, in this field, I chose to freelance from home because it was getting too corporate-y for me. But this gave me, you know, some time and flexibility to kind of figure out what I really want. And I studied and trained in the area of psychology and coaching. And I think, you know, mentoring my team was always something that I loved. And post that, yes, I'm now a certified empowerment coach and I'm following my dream to be able to help people become more, you know, lead more balanced, holistic, happier, fulfilling lives, actually.
Oh, thank you so much. That's fantastic. So it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Sean.